Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center in Columbus, Ohio, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. I invite you to open your heart and mind as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We're continuing to share with you on the subject of the Word of God in your life. And today we're going to talk to you about the parable of the sower. The parable of the sower is very important for you to understand. It gives you an understanding of how the Word produces fruit in a believer's life. It also gives you the revelation of the spiritual warfare which occurs when the Word comes into your life. We know how the devil comes to try to take the Word out, and we are going to see how this works in the parable of the sower. There are three references in the Gospels regarding the parable of the sower. There's Matthew 13, Mark chapter 4, and Luke chapter 8. The subject of the parable is the Word of God. In Mark 4:14, the sower soweth the Word. Over in Luke chapter 8, verse 11, the parable, he says, is this: the seed is the Word of God. So God's Word, the seed, is planted in us. The sower sows the Word, and where does he sow it? He sows it in our heart. And it is important that we keep the Word in our heart if it's going to produce fruit in our life. The object of the parable is how to produce a hundredfold return on the Word. It brings 30, 60, and 100-fold. As we bring fruit, then we'll bring forth more fruit, then we'll bring forth much fruit as the Word continues to work in our life and as we purge out everything from us that is not of the Lord. Now, it also shows a revelation of Satan's activity against the Word and the things that he does to try to take the Word out of our heart. Now, Jesus gives this parable, and we're going to look in Mark chapter 4, beginning with verse 3 through 9. He said, "Hearken, behold, there went out a sower to sow, and it came to pass as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and the fowls of the air came and devoured it up. And some fell on stony ground where it had not much earth, and immediately it sprang up because it had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no fruit. And other fell on good ground and did yield fruit that sprang up and increased and brought forth some 30, some 60, and some 100. And he said unto them, He that hath ears to hear, let him hear." We certainly need ears to hear to understand this parable. And we can understand the parable. God gives us the revelation. The Bible says that he said that we can know the mysteries of God. It's given unto us to know them. The disciples came and they asked Jesus about this parable, and he explained it to them. And this begins in verse 14. From verse 14 through 20 in Mark chapter 4, that says, "The sower soweth the word. And these are they by the wayside where the word is sown. But when they've heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. And these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness, and have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution ariseth for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. And these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lusts of other things entering in, choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. These are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word, receive it, bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. Here in this parable, the subject is the Word of God, not the ground. There are four different types of ground, and that shows the examples of the Word sown in the heart of man. In all four cases, all heard the Word. All who heard the Word had it sown in their heart. This shows you that every time you hear the Word of God, it gets into your heart. there's been a lot of teaching out there in the body of Christ that says that you have to hear and hear and hear and hear in the Word, and it finally will drop down from your head into your heart. That's the tradition of men. It's not the truth whatsoever. The truth is the Word gets into your heart every time you hear it. You can tell that even in the first case, as we'll look at in a couple minutes here, that the first case, the Word got in there even though the guy did not understand it. It got in his heart. The Word getting in your heart occurs every time you hear it. We don't hear it and hear it and hear it, and finally it drops from our head into our heart. That's tradition of men. It's not in the Word of God whatsoever. The problem is not getting the Word in our heart. The problem is keeping it in the midst of our heart and doing what the Word says so we don't give place to the devil to take it out of our heart. Now, the difference in the four cases here of the Word sown in the heart is what each did with the Word after they heard it, when it was sown in their heart. Did they keep it? Did they do what the Word said? Or did they allow the enemy to come in and steal it or choke it out? The ground shows whether they were able to keep the Word in their heart or not. Now, fruit bearing is not dependent upon circumstances in our life. As the Word is incorruptible seed, it will grow on its own and it will produce fruit. It produces after its own kind. God's Word dwelling in you will automatically produce fruit. This is why the devil comes to take the Word out of your heart, because he knows that God's Word, the incorruptible seed, will produce that fruit unless he can get it out of your heart some way. Fruit bearing is dependent upon us, whether we understand, receive, keep the Word, do what it says steadfastly, and stand against the devil so that he doesn't take it out or choke it until the fruit comes forth in our life. Now, the Word of God, incorruptible seed, will automatically bring forth fruit in you as long as it stays in your heart. This is why we must understand this parable, and this is going to give you a revelation of what you need to do in order to see God's Word produce fruit in you. Now let's look at this first example, the Word sown by the wayside. In the parable, the fowls came and devoured it. That means they ate it up and they swallowed it wholly. They totally devoured it and it never brought forth anything. When anyone hears the Word, it gets sown in their heart. Now we saw that in Mark chapter 4, verse 15, where it says, when the Word was sown, what they heard, Satan came immediately and taketh away the Word that was sown in their heart. So the Word got in their heart right away, and who came? Satan comes immediately to get that Word out. Over in Luke chapter 8, in verse 12, we see something similar. Those are by the wayside, as they hear, then cometh the devil and taketh away the Word out of their heart, lest they should believe and be saved. See, Satan comes to get that Word out. He knows that if you keep the Word and you believe that Word, it will produce the promise, the salvation, the healing, the prosperity, the victory, the peace, the freedom, liberty in your life. And in Matthew chapter 13, it gives us an important understanding. It says, when anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. See, the Word was sown in his heart. And the wicked one came when he heard the Word, but notice it said that he understood it not, and yet it still got in his heart. God's Word will get into someone's heart whether they understand it or not. Now, why was Satan able to come and to take the Word out of the heart? The reason was because he didn't understand it. We all need revelation and understanding of the Word of God. The Holy Spirit opens the eyes of our understanding and gives us that understanding so that we can take hold of it and apply it in our life. If the Word is left in us, we believe, we'll be saved, we'll see the fruit come to pass in our life. So Satan can get the Word out of a person's heart that is sown in when they've heard it if he understands it not. And here when we're talking about understand it, we're not talking about he just understood it for a moment. He understood it and continued to walk in an understanding. This ETH denotes a continuous tense of the verb. This shows this guy had understanding and continued in the understanding, and that's going to be evident because of the fact that we walk in the light of it. We do what it says. And this is important. It's possible for a person to have understanding and then lose the understanding because they don't continually do what the Word of God says. And this is important. So in this first parable, the ground, the first one here, it says that Satan comes to take the word out of the heart, and he got it out because they did not understand it. Now, the second one, the word was sown on stony ground. In this parable, there was a lack of roots, and moisture caused it to be scorched when the sun came up. That's a type of Satan coming to try to take it out, and it withered. Here's the case where the guy heard the word. It was sown in his heart just as well. And we see this in verse 16, where it says, "These are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who when they've heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness." So they understood the word because they received the word with gladness. They were excited about it. And so this shows you the fact that when you understand the word, that's of course important, and you are to receive it. You should receive it with joy and gladness. You're excited about it. But that's not going to guarantee that it's automatically going to produce fruit in your life. There's another place over in Luke chapter 8, there in verse 13, where it says, "They on the rock are they which when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no root, which for a while believe, and in time of temptation fall away." Here the guy received the word, he understood it, but he didn't have the root system established. He didn't have himself planted and established in the truth. The word of God was not first place in his life, and he was not obviously a hearer and a doer, because what makes you have the root system in your life is when you are a hearer and a doer. Every one of us can hear the word when everything's going great and we got it in our heart. But how about when the enemy shows up with his temptation? Then what happened? He fell away in the time of temptation. When the pressure came, he backed off of it. See, some people endure for a while, that they believe for a while, but then they draw back when the enemy shows up. Over in Matthew 13, verse 20, it says, "He that receiveth the seed into stony places, the same as he that heareth the word, anon with joy receiveth it, yet hath he not root in himself, but dureth for a while." And this is what happens to a lot of Christians. They heard the word, they kind of endured for a while, but when tribulation or persecution ariseth because of the word, this is why the enemy comes, by and by he is offended. And then he's able to take that word out, and it will stop the production of fruit in a person's life. It is important that we keep the word in the midst of our heart. So we've seen the fact that God's word sown in our heart will produce fruit, but the devil comes to take it out. He can take it out if we don't have understanding, or he can take it out if we're not established with a root system of hearing and doing the word, so we will not be moved because of the fact that the enemy comes with these temptations, and if we draw back, we will not see fruit in our life. Well, as we're going through these series of messages on the Word of God, I want to again make available to you our four-tape set, which will give you in-depth teaching on this subject. The fourth tape in this series is about this. We're talking about in the parable of the sower of how Satan can steal the Word and how the Word will produce fruit in us. The tape set is $8. Request 10.